Let's go. Oh, I haven't pressed play.
You mean record?
Record. Press play.
Welcome to The Lash Studio. I'm Greta.
And I'm Sophie. Today we have an exciting episode that will introduce you to the world of AI, and specifically we're talking about ChatGPT today. If you're a lash artist looking to take your business to new heights, you've come to the right place. Today we'll explore what ChatGPT is, how it can be used in your lash business, and the incredible benefits it offers to you.
It has actually helped our lash business today. And the podcast. We were due to have lash-based Jamie on today, but unfortunately he had to cancel last minute. And we needed a new episode and script. Mm-hmm. So because we are so busy at the moment, so we asked AI to do it. So this whole episode has been made by ChatGPT.
Which is so hard to say, ChatGPT. So if we get it wrong,
it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, just bear with us. So you might be wondering how ChatGPT works and if it can benefit you. So think of it as having a virtual assistant that can communicate with your clients, answer their questions, provide relevant information about your lash services. It's like having an AI-powered receptionist available 24/7 to interact with your customers and address their inquiries quickly.
So how does this actually work? So you use questions and prompts, and you give it as much details as possible to get the best answer. Know how to use it properly, and it could write a whole lash course for you, or a podcast,
yes,
like ours.
So what would you think about it writing a lash course then?
We had this conversation yesterday, mm-hmm, didn't we, when we spoke about this. I said before, like, I love doing podcasts about things that we don't really know, mm-hmm, about, because it gives you this chance to learn about it, yeah, and research, and then you become a little bit more knowledgeable and a bit smarter about the subject. So when I did look into it, I think to write a lash course, or for me to use ChatGPT right now to write the lash course, it's not going to work.
Okay, why is that?
Because when I've tried to use it, you know, you need to train it up into,
yes,
like your best friend, basically, who knows, mm-hmm, everything about you and knows how you speak. And I think when we try to do some bits with it, it gets confused. I do think it's a bit more in the beginning phase at the moment, where it maybe doesn't have all information and you still need to do a lot of editing. And maybe it would just give you more work if to write a lash course.
Okay.
Instagram posts, Facebook, all this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A full-on lash course that's accredited, I wouldn't personally go there right now yet.
Okay, but we can tell you some exciting ways that you can...
Absolutely, use it.
Yeah, and it can elevate your lash business. So let's start with number one. We've got enhanced customer support.
I think that is so wild. When we looked at it yesterday, so ChatGPT can handle customer inquiries, appointment bookings, and FAQs, so any questions or answers, providing quick responses to common questions without the need for human intervention. This means you and your team can focus on delivering outstanding lash services. Appointment bookings, that's like, when I saw that, I was like, can it? I'm guessing at some point, probably. So I'm not sure if it can do it right now.
You can get systems that integrate a ChatGPT
booking system.
Bot. So although you would need a specialist to do that, you can, once it's up and running, it's doing it all for you.
Do you think you need to check on it though? Do you think, like, what, okay, what if it goes crazy? And just start saying all the wrong stuff.
You have appraisals with it.
What if it's a multifunctional, like some kind?
How are you doing?
Let's sit down now and talk about what you did yesterday.
Yeah. There's a smell in the office.
Oh, you know, yesterday.
We did that yesterday.
Have you got it somewhere?
So you might have seen on TikTok, there's loads of people that are like, how can I say my friend smells in a professional way, or like my colleague smells? So we put it in and it came up with the funniest thing. So even if it's just for a laugh, go on there. It's really,
what did it start? It says something like,
let me see, I still got it up.
Is it like between me and you? It was very discreet. I'm just want to tell you,
yeah,
that
like, I don't want to embarrass you. but there's been a smell in the office.
And it's because the ChatGPT said there's a smell in the office that proper made me giggle.
So, yes, it's named this document itself as well, and it's named it Professional Odour Discussion. So it said, dear colleague's name, I hope this email finds you well. I'm reaching out to discuss a matter that I believe requires our attention in maintaining a professional atmosphere at work. Recently, I've noticed a slight odour in the office, and as a team, we want to ensure that everyone feels comfortable in our workspace. I understand that matters can be sensitive, and I'm approaching this subject with the utmost respect and empathy. And then it goes on to say, I want to empathise that my intention is not to cause discomfort or embarrassment, but to ensure that our work environment remains pleasant and professional for all the team members.
It's recommended deodorant, isn't it? A little bit of, I think it was someone at the end, like maybe a little bit of deodorant would.
Oh my gosh, it does. Perhaps as a simple solution, like using a deodorant or scented products discreetly. So yeah, you can do all sorts, but you can literally put in there, we'll put this as, we'll have to say we're swearing in this episode, but you can literally put in there, how can I tell someone to fuck off politely? How can I tell someone to fuck off? No, in a...
professional way.
A professional...
professional way.
Oh, it's telling me not. It's telling me to stay calm and composed.
That is so funny. And seek for professional help. Go for therapy.
At the bottom, it does say, remember, professionalism and respectful communication are essential.
I do think it's helpful, though, if you don't know, it's not like you don't know how to use your words, but sometimes, you know, when you're like, you don't know how to say something in a, like, yeah, in a professional way. So use this, just get an idea. You don't have to read it off the script, but just to get an idea, like how to say something.
Mm-hmm. Number two,
personalized recommendations.
Okay, so by analysing customer preferences and previous interactions, ChatGPT can suggest tailored lash styles or products, leading to a more personalised and satisfying customer experience. So again, this would be something that would be integrated into your booking system, and it would go, okay, Sandra has had classic lashes. She has messaged maybe saying that she wants something fuller, and ChatGPT would go, well, this is the next style for you. We would suggest hybrid lashes. Someone else messages and says, my lashes aren't lasting very long. And it goes, well, I can't see from our system that you've bought a lash shampoo. Are you washing them regularly? And it would send out like a whole retention thing before you have to get involved in it, basically.
No, I'm just going to say this. Like I said yesterday, are you sure it can do that? You were like, yes. I'm like, sure?
We're talking about the chat bot. So this is not just like you typing this stuff in, obviously. This is something that's an integrated system.
It is so wild.
It would pick up. It's really, really. Right. So this is how clever AI is. We were going to tell this
story. This is how clever I am.
This is how clever I am. I Googled everything. No, AI told me everything. No. So this story we're going to save for later. But this is how clever it is. And I'll try and do it as simple bullet points as possible. So there was a little project that was done. And it was basically, I think it was four people that were said, you've got £1,000. Go and make as, you want AI to make as much money for you as possible. So you're not involved. The only thing you're doing is going to, like, for example, ChatGPT and saying, I have £1,000 and I want to make as much money as possible. What do you need from me? And then it goes off and it does it. This is how clever AI is. It couldn't get through a firewall. So again, if you don't know what a firewall is, you'll definitely come across them. It's that awful thing when it's like, click on all the traffic lights in a picture and you're like, does it have a traffic light in or not? Or blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So you, AI can't do that. It can't physically click those things. So it pretended to be a blind man, contacted someone on the internet and said, I will pay you to get through this firewall for me. So it lied. It knows it's already...
That's what I mean, it lies.
It's already so clever. But it was told, it was instructed, wasn't it, to go and make as much money as possible. And it couldn't do that without getting through the firewall. Yeah. So we get onto this later about the pros and cons and the dangers of this. But for now, we're telling you how good it would be.
But I wonder then, if it does things like this, you would say to it, make me as many clients or find me as many clients as you can. Do you think it's going to do... How would it approach that?
Don't know, pay someone to come and knock at people's doors in your area. I don't know. But I genuinely think you can get more clients from using this and also in less time.
It is the fact that I saw this one bit. Obviously, it's one of the positives, definitely, that obviously you get back to clients and people really quickly. Yeah. So therefore, people don't even have this. You know, when you're back-to-back booked and you know, like when we were doing lashes full-time, how many people actually we had to let go or didn't even get back to because we were so busy with clients all day. Then you have to get your bookings and look and get back to everybody. So if that one is in the background, actually sorting that, hopefully not booking people in everywhere, like right, left and center, but actually getting back to them and somebody's talking to them, they won't have a chat. They wouldn't go elsewhere because the question's been answered.
Yeah.
Quickly. So yeah. I think that is very positive about and this.
I know that there would be a concern of like, well, it's going to sound like a robot, but you can, we'll get into it later about how you can make it sound. You can make it sound like you. So number three, it's saving you time and it's costing you less if you've basically don't have to hire someone to do this.
So it's like I said before, like it's in the background because otherwise you would have either you or the customer support team answering everything and doing everything.
Yeah. Number four, marketing insights.
So you can analyze customer interactions, providing valuable data and customer preferences, frequently asked questions and potential areas of improvement in your services.
Mm-hmm. So specifically, if we're talking about creating content, for example, I've got a prompt that you can use if you want to give it a go. I tried this yesterday. So it can create a content plan for you and a strategy, and that takes the heat off you coming having to come up with all these different ideas. So yes, of course, there are also people that put this stuff out there and they're like, do this on this day, this on this, but it's not tailored to you. So the prompt you need to use is this. I want to create a content plan for August 1st to August 31st, 2023. This is for the Instagram account at, put your Instagram. The content should be fun and engaging about my lash services. The desired result of the content is to encourage clients to book in for lash services. And that came up.
There were very cool things that it would suggest it to do. Some things we've seen before and people do, but some things were like, I think there were some new bits. We were like, oh, that's...
Yeah, and it did your captions for you. It did your hashtags.
My, like we discussed yesterday, my, not a problem, but my kind of... It's not even concern, but kind of what I'm thinking about it is this. Is it going to take away you? As like, I know you can train it to speak like you. And I was doing that yesterday. I was trying and it was giving all wild stuff. I don't speak like this. I need a bit more training. But is it going to take away you? I think that's what people are worried about because they say like there is not enough people kind of connection or people on the phones all the time, on the laptops and just heads down. You know, when you look around, actually, people, everybody's head down on the phones. Will this now, on top of everything, will take away that personal kind of touch?
I don't think it's going to help, but I think it frees your brain up for other things. So all the Googling of stuff, like for us even to find out all this information... We could have written a podcast on AI, but we would have to delve into a lot of stuff, read a lot of stuff that is not relevant. So to immediately get all the information that you need, I don't know.
We had this discussion yesterday. Obviously, for people who, let's say, don't like doing Instagram captions, don't like think about any of that side, perfect.
Yeah.
AI, do this for me, or ChatGPT, blah, 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 put this in and it creates everything, does everything, and you, it's like a machine, literally just put it all in and off it goes. Now, jobs who actually have a job, like their job is to do this, and you have now the robot doing it for people, what's going to happen there?
I don't know, it's sort of like the supermarkets as well, isn't it, where it was... We now do self-service, so there's less people needed for it.
But people actually like doing self-service because it's quicker in a way, isn't it? And it's just like, if you know how to do it, some people still don't know. I don't. It's very straightforward, but it's quick.
I think, yeah, the more advanced this gets, and it will, I would say the quicker that you can start using AI in your business, the better. Don't let it overtake. Don't let it... go over your head, just dabble in it and keep your like foot in the door, because otherwise there's going to be such advanced things that you're going to miss out on and you will be too far behind. Does that make sense? It's almost like when someone doesn't want a mobile phone, like a grandparent, and they're like, I don't want it. And it's like, but now you need it. And because you've not given it a go.
I think as well, like, okay, so if you're talking about grandparents, let's say if somebody's like 80 and don't want a mobile phone, it's not going to be end of the world. If you are like young, in your 20s, 30s, even 40s, like me, you will be behind, like you said, because you will have half of your life still more ahead of you where things are going to be changing. And I can say from my point of view, like, I was not in denial as such, but I was like, I'm not really interested. This is not, I don't like it. This is just like, no, I don't want to do it. And then when we were like, we actually need to, in a way, sorry, Lash Base Jamie, but maybe it was good that you cancelled. Because now I had to literally look into it and force myself. I was listening to the podcast. I was reading about it and get my head around and ended up sitting in my kitchen until 11:30 in the night, I think 4 hours straight, literally trying to work it out. So like you said, like just double, like just because I was scared first. I was like, what do you even say? Like, what do you, they're like, God, treat us as your friend. How? Like what? And you have to say thank you and stuff. And I'm like, this is so weird.
And also we keep catching ourselves on this and it's like, well, how do we use this? Like a particular part of an AI system. And I'm like, why don't we just ask it? Like, we're like, what do we do here? And it's like, why don't we just ask it what it wants us to do, what it needs to know? That's, I think, again, if you can get on the side of TikTok that is about ChatGPT, then you get a lot of tips and prompts. And like you said, saying please and thank you tends to get you better answers.
Which is, but it says it doesn't have feelings. So why do you need to say thank you? Why do you need to make it like, you know?
I don't know. Why do you need to
be nice to it?
And you can, it can, well, we were going to talk about this, weren't we? So you can actually create it to be in your voice. So it could create policies, for example, for you. And you could say something on the lines of, I run an eyelash extension business. I need to write a policy so that clients know how to turn up to their appointment. This needs to include blah, 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 blah. Also, if they cancel 48 hours before, they will lose their booking fee, and that is this amount. And it'll put together this professional document for you. But if you also want on top of that, which you can tweak, by the way, you can still go in and change things. If you wanted that to sound like you, so with your grammar, your punctuation, the words that you would use, you can have it in your voice. You can, you're better to explain this because you actually did this with
I tried it yesterday. So what you need to do is, I say the prompt then. I'd like your help in creating articles or blogs or captions or, let's say, documents or whatever, for whatever purpose then you need it for. Your first task will be to understand my writing style based on examples that I give you. After that, we will create some content. To start, please say go ahead and I will paste examples of my writing. Keep saying go ahead and I will paste new examples. When I'm done, I will say finished. At this stage, please do not do anything except confirm that you have saved the writing style. And I did that. So I put like 3 examples in.
Yeah.
And then you would ask it to analyze it, and it will literally analyze it into your writing style is like, let's say, fun, like this. You use a lot of, like, I don't know, let's say,
it said exclamation marks.
Yes,
it?
You're very motivational, you're very this. Even if you want to use emojis, like, it will put these in, and it will literally create then, and it will ask it to create a sample of whatever you want to, let's say, about, I don't know why, let's say, why should you wash your lashes? Or I don't know, anything. And it's going to create it in that style. Then that's what you fed it, basically, which was just crazy. And then if you don't like it, like, I was like, that doesn't sound like me very much. And I was like, oh, make it a bit more serious. And then it was just kept changing some bits. And you can change it until it will actually sound like you.
Yeah. In fairness, I would say, in fairness to AI, you put a couple of other people's blog posts in to get that sort of like a bit of spice, a bit of like your inspiration. So I think it was drawing in on a lot of their stuff that was like, ooh, I don't really call people rock stars.
Powerhouse was like, well, yeah, maybe doll and queen or whatever it was giving me.
What else you can do is that you can say, I want you to answer this or write me an essay in the style of, and it has to be someone in the public eye. So it couldn't be Greta. It
would have what you did yesterday about what was that like? It was make a sound like
So you could write something like Shakespeare. So if you had a client that didn't turn up for an appointment, you'd be like, "Where art thou?" And it would literally send that like Shakespeare. So you can have, there are definitely things that you can have fun with it as well. But the downsides of this, we've talked about human contact and jobs, also copyright issues.
Yeah, I've seen there's been some legal issues already where it has pulled obviously other people's content.
Because it's got access to the whole of the internet.
And he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who belongs to who. And yeah, people have been, I don't know if it's been caught, but I know there's been legal cases
and
already.
And also concerns over what about like coursework, exams? How can you stop that from happening?
I don't think you can.
So everyone could just go on, any, like, say, university student could go on and be like, this is what I'm writing, this is what I needed to do, I need it to include X, Y, Z, it needs to be this many words long.
You can pull data, like, you can literally make it into that specific that you could say, like, I don't know, I want data from about whatever, 1931 between 31 and 45 or something, put that all in there. And it does. It does everything.
I remember when my mum was at uni and she was doing, you always have to have a reference at the back as well, don't you, for everything that you've pulled.
ChatGPT.
Yeah. No, but I was thinking like that always seemed to be the worst bit for her at the end. Like you've written it all and now you've got to do all that. But if you were just like, and also once this is written, I would like you to reference every book, author, study.
It will probably.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. If university students aren't using this at the moment.
I think they are. I know my son is and he's 13.
Shut up.
No. He is, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they are. But again, like, is that going to, like I suggested, like, is that going to take away the kind of
The creative part of your brain? I don't know. So my argument with this is that it, you're learning something new in doing this anyway. But then once you've learned it, ChatGPT, what is it? Once you know how to use it, is that then sort of done? Like, you know the right questions and the right prompts, but then that frees up your brain for other things. So for example, you might never have been able to set up a business if you didn't have ChatGPT doing all of the main bits for you and doing like lots of research side of things. But it frees up your brain to do all the other stuff.
Like the practical things that...
Basically, yeah.
We said that yesterday, didn't we, about... What was it we were saying when I said about the handmade and pre-made lashes?
Yeah.
What were we talking about then?
So we're basically saying, like, almost with this AI system, you feel like you're cheating the system a bit because you're going so quick. So it's like you've still got the skill... Oh, and I mean that of like you come out, you still get the same result, rather.
Maybe even better. Probably
even better. In terms of fans, your fans would be more uniformed. Mm-hmm. In terms of AI, that's giving you the correct information. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the analogy was that...
We were talking about courses, weren't we? So if AI would create a lash course for you and write it all, can you charge the same amount of money for it than a person who it took a year to write? It's like, I'm not going to say you're the stupid one here, but it's still your knowledge, isn't it? It's still your practical and how you speak and how you are delivering the course at that time counts.
Because we said, like, if AI wrote a course for you, would my husband be able to deliver that? Probably. He wouldn't be able to do the practical stuff, but it means that anyone would be able to be like, well, this is literally the information, and you'd know it was correct because it's coming. Do you know, it is weird. I don't know.
It is very weird.
But yeah, the analogy was that basically the pre-made is almost like your AI. Mm. It's coming out perfect. You're saving time versus handmade. You've really stretched your brain. You've really done what you need to do. You've learned a skill.
Put
you've
in
deep
hours
dived in yourself.
Of practice.
Yeah. But is there a right one? No, you just, you do
it's
what...
It's right one for you.
For you,
whatever
absolutely.
You feel. Yeah.
Could AI take over the world like iRobot?
Absolutely. Right, what did you say? Yes, can we put it in here?
Yeah, yeah. So Elon Musk, you can Google it. There's an interview that he did. I can't remember with what guy, but he describes it as a double-edged sword. And he says, you know, it can be so great, but equally with any greatness comes great evil, unfortunately. So when it comes to governments and using AI, he was basically saying that wars from now on will be drone wars, where they are so, it's so specific and targeted, and it's not like you're waiting for a man to run up to you with a gun. It's just a drone that knows exactly what it needs to do.
Which is so scary.
So scary. But that is the way of the world. Things progress, and things progress in horrible ways as well. Same with you mentioned it yesterday, didn't you? Be like, if there was a nuclear bomb that just needed like AI, just set off that bomb, please.
What the hell? Seriously, like,
you'd hope there'd be a few more passwords than that.
That's gonna crack through because you can do codes.
Yeah, I guess you never not thought of the other AI systems that could be trying to do that. I don't know. Let's move on.
But the world is changing so quickly. Like listen, when we were like watching films that, you know, we said that before, like when the car doors go up, yeah, and all this, and you're like, oh, that's never going to happen. And obviously now it's, or phones, mobile phones, right? Yeah. No buttons or anything. You're like, no.
We've spoken about this, but I don't know if I've said it on the podcast before, but just the way things have moved already, we were talking about like how things are going to be different for our kids, and especially with AI now. But if you told me every Friday when I went shopping with my nan at Sainsbury's, when I was like, literally from being four onwards, I've done that, that it was, you're not going to stand in a queue. You're just, sometimes you won't even have to take things out of the trolley anymore. You can just go around and scan it yourself. Yeah. Or actually, you don't have a basket.
Your phone.
You scan it yourself and then you tap it with your phone or with your watch.
Watch, yeah.
Pardon? I'd be like, that's, do we live on the moon too?
So that's never going to happen.
It's going to be interesting to listen to Brooke, Sophia, Daniel be like, in the olden days, you didn't use AI. Like,
literally. What did you do?
What did you do?
So boring.
But maybe on the flip side of this, we're going to get to the positives, but maybe the flip side of that is, if I'm spending less time trying to do research and stuff like that, maybe we have more time to go outside. We have more time to have downtime.
Actually connect.
Does it cut our working week down? Is that going to change? Because it's like, well, we don't need this many hours
this
anymore.
Four-day working weeks are coming in now, aren't they, with this AI situation.
But is there going to be enough?
You work three already, so it's not even...
2 days. So positives. Mm-hmm. Okay, so saves time. It could actually really help people. Again, setting up new businesses.
I think it's how you use it and what you use it for. And if you use it like for the right reasons, then absolutely. Yeah.
Could this turn into, I know that we asked it at the moment, we said I'm lonely. And it was like, I'm not a professional, but these are some of the things, he kept saying it
go again,
all
help.
The time. I'm not a mental professional. I'm not a mental health professional. But it said, these are a few things that you could do. Is it going to, what's the right word, evolve into it being a therapist? Are there going to be different types? Could you have an online best friend that you just like offload everything to?
Maybe.
And maybe we would then be healthier people, because you're not, some people don't want to talk about this stuff, but could they talk to it? Could they talk to an it, a nothing about it? Like a...
Yeah, but offloading, are you going to get something back though?
Yeah, that's what, so if it evolves.
So it's going to be like...
Yeah. And it was like, I don't know. And then what if you had like, what if it went into this wild world and we had like brain scans and it was like, okay, this is the kind of...
At the moment, robots are already doing eyelashes, right?
They are.
So then why...
Not very well though.
Not very well. But then why couldn't robot be a therapist?
Yeah.
That gives you, and it has all the information, everything in there because of research, and then just gives you advice. I don't know.
I was saying, like, we were talking about training, and it was like, well, maybe also this could help people with inclusivity, diversity, being like, I want to make my salon a very very inclusive environment for, you know, LGBTQ+. Mm-hmm. like, how can I do that? Mm-hmm. So rather than, there is obviously, I think there are a lot of things that are common sense, but if you were typing that into Google, it might take you a little while. This might be a lot of conflicting information, whereas its AI might be able to be like, this is like from information that I've found from research that's on the internet, from studies, this is what makes people feel comfortable. Have you considered doing X, Y, Z? So it could really help you push your business in the right direction as well.
It does give a lot of ideas, because when we tried it before, I don't think you have to, maybe people are a little bit like apprehensive, maybe not scared, I don't know, about it, like think they have to. So whatever it's going to tell you, you got to use. You don't, like you can edit it. And there's a lot of things that when I was trying it yesterday, it came and I was like I was saying to you, like, oh, I can take a few sentences of this out because that actually makes sense to me and that's what I would say. Yeah. All the rest is out, like we change all this around. So I do think in a way, actually, it's a very helpful tool.
Yeah.
If you obviously open up yourself to use it and how you're using it.
I would certainly, just to repeat what we said earlier, if you're struggling with content, use the prompt that I gave and just see
what it does.
I think if you've not used it before, that will just, you'll see how much information it can give you and how.
Do you know it's so scary when it starts typing? So it's just like, oh my God, it literally, like, well, obviously it's a robot, but it's wild what it can do.
Mm. So there we have it, an introduction to ChatGPT and its potential for revolutionising your lash business. As AI technology continues to evolve, integrating ChatGPT into your lash business can give you a competitive edge and enhance the overall customer experience and save you so much time and brain space.
So it is important to remember that although you are a lash artist, most of us are also running a business. Just as you need to keep up with lash trends, you need to keep up with changes in the business too.
Don't get left behind.
No.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. Do you think that AI is dangerous? Will you be using it? Do you use it already, actually? Let us know on our new Instagram, which is at The Lash Studio Podcast.
In the next episode, we are going to be speaking to Abby of Looks Lashes by Abby. And it's all about mental health as a lash artist. This is going to be an emotional one, but I think so many of you will relate. If you have anything you want us to cover in this episode, please email us on the lashstudio@lashdollsuk.co.uk. See you next time at the Lash Studio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.